Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. I'm really, really glad to have here Mr. Tim Robbins, director of 45 Seconds of Laughter, which is a documentary, very touching and very moving. I cried like a baby more than once.
Oh, thank you.
You were...
Thank you for being open to the emotion.
No, I am. I can't hold... No, actually, it was impossible to hold back at some point, especially towards the end.
I always am moved by the work that these incarcerated men do. I mean, it puts everything in perspective when you see someone that is spending the rest of their life in jail have the courage to explore in this work. It's deeply inspirational.
Because your film is about this program, this workshop, theater workshop that you with the Actors Gang did in this level 4, I believe, prison in California, which is called Calipatria.
Yeah, maximum security.
The maximum security.
Yeah.
Why did you start doing this? Why did you start the Actors Gang?
Well, I started the Actors Gang out of college in 1982, so we're 37 years now. We started working with teenagers very early on, doing work with public schools. But about 13 years ago, one of my actresses, Sabra Williams, asked if she could start a program, bring our work inside a prison, which I thought was a logical extension of the work that we've done. And it took a couple years to figure out, but what we soon realized was the demands of the way we work, the structure of the way we work, a combination of intense physicality and a commitment to emotional truth and the urgency of that truth in telling the story, both translated into something that had an effect on the incarcerated men and women that we were working with. And we witnessed transformation. We witnessed a completely shut off, emotionally stunted person transform into an open, sentient leader. And we witnessed this again and again and again.
Yeah, which is really touching because you see, like, those men who are forced to be very macho, very masculine, having some problem to reaching out to their inner self, but then when it happens, just goes, and it's a relief.
It's so inspiring. Many times we are told by the parents of these incarcerated men and women, oh my goodness, I've seen my child again. I've seen who he was before he got into trouble. And it liberates that in them. It liberates an emotional truth in them that they have been hiding. There's one predominant emotion in prison, and that's anger. And many times we've heard, you know, I didn't realize I was wearing a mask for 30 years until I put this makeup on. And the mask I've been wearing is the one that I wear out on the yard, which is this tough guy.
Yeah.
And I'm more than that. All these other emotions that I've been hiding and I've been suppressing for years have taught me that I am more than that angry mask.
But probably also because the situation where you act, where you perform and you do the workshop is like a safe place for them. It's like like a bubble where they're safe and they're not judged. Which I think that not being judged is the key thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Them.
It gives them an entry. They trust more. Every time there's a program, they tell us there's judgment. There's, I'm the expert. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you about yourself. And we as actors know this is we don't do this. If you want to liberate something in an actor, you can't be the expert. You have to allow for the discovery and for the unknown, and then you'll find the truth. And we take this work inside, and it has that effect on people. The, you know, I've witnessed men tell me, you know, in a exercise, we've got one gang represented and another gang represented, and I take them both to a funeral along with other people. And they all say goodbye to the Commedia character that has died. And it's very emotional, very sad. And they're all deep in the emotion because they've either been to those funerals or they have, more importantly, missed those funerals of people that they loved that they couldn't go to because they were in prison. And they all say something under their breath, goodbye, put a flower down. And then I say, well, now look at each other.
Yeah.
And that moment of emotional truth where their former enemy they see. They look deeply into their eyes and they see a mutual sadness. It is a deep and profound moment. And it will forever change their relationship.
Yeah,
and after that, I say, now, if you'd like to, you can comfort each other. Yeah. And then to see them hugging,
guys
would kill each other out on the yard.
Great achievement.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. Listen, do you think that, I mean, have you ever faced problems of connecting with some of those incarcerated men during those years of the Actors Gang? Some that could not fit in anyway.
Yes, there's a natural attrition that happens, but... in the attrition, there's other factors. There's a lot of political dynamics in prison, what they call the prison politics. You could have someone tell you, I don't want you going to that class anymore, and you can't go even if you want to go. There's a power structure and many different social dynamics. Sometimes people just, it's too much for them, but they hang in, and then they have a revelation, and then they're there forever. And those are the people that lead our programs forward, is the ones that overcome obstacles. We tell them from the first day, it's not going to be easy. There's going to be roadblocks. There's going to be obstacles. But part of the work is recognizing an obstacle and overcoming it.
Yeah, because it's right. Because what we see in the film for us, outside of prison, is not very difficult to do. It's like games, you know, social games. But for them, it must be like a mountain to climb barefoot or something like this.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
A lot to Tim Robbins for being with us for 45 Seconds of Laughter. I'm Angela Cherubi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.